You know, this might date me a little bit, but my first experience with cryptography was watching that show, that film, A Christmas Story, when the kid gets a decoder ring. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but it was a real letdown. He like spent, you know, got all his box tops and, you know, got sent off for this decoder ring. And it ended up being like an ad, which is kind of a great metaphor for like our corporate existence on this planet. You know, you think there's magic in the world. It turns out it's just an Ovaltine ad.
Yeah, that's right. Right. It was a call to drink more Ovaltine, but it was also a cipher, right? A code. And as we recorded this classic episode, there were a number of exciting, strange, disturbing things happening in the world of cryptography, and they've continued to happen, right? So before we go and do a new episode on the latest, the bleeding edge of cryptography, we thought it would be good to revisit this one, which I think is mostly, do we speak in code in this one? I don't think so.
God, I hope so, Ben. God, I hope so.
From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. My name is Matt.
And my name is Ben.
And today, we're covering all of those cryptic things. The things that are hidden and encrypted and you're not supposed to know what it is. That's how you hide the stuff they don't want you to know, Ben.
Right.
We're talking about it today. And specifically, we're going to be talking about Cicada 3301, which is a fascinating story. And whatever you want to believe it is, I don't know what it is. Ben, I don't think you know what it is. Not yet.
No idea, man.
Oh, man. We have some ideas, some thoughts on it. And I'm sure you do, too. So
sure.
as we're going through this, we want you to really tell us what you think or how stupid we are for what we think, or tell us how you agree or you just disagree. We want to hear from you.
If you were on 4chan's thread on B when this first came up, then let us know, because of course, one of the big possibilities for Cicada 3301 is that it could be just a massive trolling effort by somebody or some group of people with either a lot of money, a lot of time,
some college students, they're bored. However, just the effort and kind of the smart way it was done in the cool way, much like an alternate reality game. Mm-hmm. I mean, essentially that's what it was. I just wish I had the ability to do that.
Oh, well, you do. You just have to focus your time and plan ahead. Before we go any further, let's explain what Cicada 3301 is for our listeners who haven't seen our video yet.
All right. So back on in January, I think it was January 4th, 2012, there was a post and it was on 4chan. And what'd you say it was? 4chan B?
I think it was on B. Yeah.
And
random.
It was a message that said, it was a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, hey, there's a message hidden inside this picture. We're looking for intelligent people. Come and find us, mm-hmm. essentially. Like, follow the path and you'll find us.
And there were breadcrumbs hidden in this picture. There was some information in the metadata of the picture, I believe, which ultimately points to some websites. And these go to increasingly difficult or obscure codes and references and puzzles. So when we looked at some of our cryptography material, we did an episode on just an intro to cryptography, mm-hmm. to build up to go to Cicada, which has some cryptography involved, but also just has some straight up puzzling stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And references to historic material, references,
sure, occult.
Oh man. So
sources.
Cool. King Ozymandias was involved at one point.
And the interesting thing is that this also spills over into the real world. It's not just online. The big question has always been what, who, and why?
Well, let's go over some of the possibilities and I'll just throw some out at you. You tell me what you think.
All right. And vice versa. You go first.
Absolutely. First one, that it's some kind of intelligence agency, trial or a recruitment.
Possibly, I would say, but only possibly in that, I could see a private contractor that's hired by an intelligence agency doing that. An intelligence agency itself would have a little bit more difficult time. Case in point, Google and MI5 have both had things like this, you know, billboards where they say, do you want to join? Mm-hmm. Here's the break this code and they'll lead you to the website.
Gotcha.
And Google at least came out and said that they didn't get great results or great hires from this.
Yeah. So I can kind of imagine someone who has enough free time to go through, take the effort that it would take to do that. Okay.
I've got one for you.
Yes.
All right. What if it's just some more obnoxious viral marketing?
I would say if it is some kind of viral marketing, they're doing an ineffective, they're not doing a great job. Okay. Just because there's not much branding there besides the cicada word. And I don't know. If you do what we did where you're just searching the internet and trying to find more information, there's no game that's kind of related to it. There's no book or movie. I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. But to your point, we'll both feel kind of foolish when Cicada Man 3301 comes out, you know, in March of 2017 or something.
Yeah, maybe, but it's kind of an early start, it's wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
In 2012.
Yeah.
And just because they did it again in 2013. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you get to the end, let's say you get to all the way to the end of this crumb trail, allegedly you find one of these posters that they had up in the real world in cities all over the United States, and nobody knows who made it. Like, it's not, people who do make it don't talk about it. There's been one, I've seen one post of somebody who actually completed the game, and it was allegedly somebody who completed the game. And, well, let me throw one back to you, because this is what this person said.
Yeah.
He said it's essentially a secret organization, a secret society of sorts that has very specific beliefs about philosophy, about how the world should be, and they want to make changes in the world according to those beliefs.
Right. Yeah. So
what do you think?
Is it possible that global think tank idea is real?
Well, yeah. Is it real? How plausible is it?
It's totally plausible. I mean, it's totally possible, but it's also plausible because the world is full of people who start think tanks like this, you know, whether it's a commune or some people who get together and say, hey, you know what we should do? Plant more trees, you know, or, you know what we should do is kill more eagles. It doesn't necessarily have to be a good idea. I'm saying people band together for that kind of stuff all the time because everybody likes to feel like they're changing the world, right?
And part of a group like that.
And part of a group. People love being part of a group, man. And from this, I think it could be possible, but also you have to wonder, all right, let's do the ifs. Mm-hmm. Big if. If this is true, as in if he really received a letter and it is true, which is a huge if.
Yeah.
Then that leads us to a second if, and that if, which is also big, is if these people are really actualizing the philosophy that they have, then that leads us to a third thing. The only way to see that or to measure that would be to see concrete effects in the world that are traceable to this group. And at this point, the only thing that's happened that has been clearly identified as of this group would be the papers, the paper posters of cicadas, which is not, I think, not the end goal of this group if they are legit. So with all those caveats in place, it's possible, but I still don't have enough information to say one way or the other.
I had a conversation with my friend Nick the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he came up with an interesting idea. What if this is kind of a snare? It's a trap to catch the best and the brightest hackers that may be, that some group feels would be anti their establishment. Let's say the CIA.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
And yeah, once you get to the end of the tunnel, it's bye-bye because nobody knows you got there.
The tunnel leads you straight to Guantanamo.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a fascinating idea because it makes me think of a pretty scary what if. So people used to think it was crazy that the NSA would be monitoring everything you do on the internet. They know what pornography you look at. Incognito mode is not saving you guys.
No, it's not.
But it's fine unless you're into something illegal. I'm sure it's just dirt that will be kept on you in case you go the wrong way. Isn't that the how the conspiracy theory goes?
Yeah, the good thing that I take solace in is that unfortunately a lot of people look at porn. So, it's not that big a deal. Just don't feel too bad, guy, listening to this right now while you're looking at porn. It's okay. You're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. It's not a huge deal.
Oh, it's weird, though. That's a weird situation.
There's a guy right now. I am really sorry to call you out like this, but you know who you are.
Be cool, man. Be cool. But the reason that we bring up this idea of this sort of panopticon situation wherein someone's entire life online and in the real world can be monitored is to say that with this information, it is possible, again, possible, maybe not plausible, that an intelligence agency would be able to take the metadata, construct the perfect demographic thing, maybe to catch just one person. So maybe they know enough about a group of people where they were able to build a profile. And they said, well, the kind of person that we are looking to catch, it has a love of Victorian literature, a little bit of a rational libertarian bent, has a love of puzzles. They like these animals. They're most likely to like, you know, because is it plausible? No, it's a lot of work. Is it possible? Well, sure. And that to me, makes for at least a very good short story.
Yeah. The lesson is just don't do anything to piss off the NSA, enough for them to want to target you and spend the time and effort.
Right. And you have to wonder if, Cicada 3301 is real, then are they going to be gunning for us? I don't think so. Cause if anything, we're just fascinated. And if it's just some 11-year-old kid,
a brilliant 11-year-old kid
and his internet friends, then, that's amazing. And you know what? If it's like a 40-year-old person and, or a group of 40-year-old people, it's still fascinating because these posters went up around the world.
Yeah, globally.
And that's the most impressive part, you know, from Seoul, South Korea to, Hawaii to what?
We should look up and see if there's how close they were to embassies. I'd be interested to know. Yeah, how close each one of those posters was to an embassy, or if there was a really at the pattern, because I haven't truly looked at the pattern of where these things were placed.
Yeah, we weren't able to do that for this episode, but if there was any intelligence agency related to this, they sure as hell would not put it near their own embassies.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, so you're thinking, oh, these are all near the U.S. embassies? Must be the Russians.
Right. I mean,
something
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know. But one last thing. I know we have to wrap up, Ben. I actually have a small team of guys that are going to be trying, if it happens again in 2014 in early January, who are going to be trying to solve it. I am not going to be very helpful on this team, but I'm going to be along for the journey to see what happens.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Maybe, you can come back and update us. Maybe if they're cool with it, bring one of them in for an interview.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's actually that guy I was telling you about, Nick.
Okay. Yeah. Nick the White Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, as long as he's a good wizard, then let's have him on the show. If something happens with Cicada, the reason that people think that January 4th, 2013 may bring something new from this group is that they've been relatively quiet, apparently they, if the puzzles are real, they've been contacting the people figuring it out directly rather than sending open statements.
Yeah, they make them open up a brand new email that's never been used before so they can have contact.
Yes. And this idea, this guess, this speculation is based entirely on the cyclical nature of the statements, right? Mm-hmm. Because the January 4th, a few years ago, to January 4th in the coming year. So we will have to do one of my least favorite things, which is
wait.
Yep. We'll just have to wait. You know how I hate that. but in the meantime, we're going to be off working on some other fascinating things that we hope you enjoy as much as we do. And well, in some cases, enjoy is not the right word, but a morbid fascination with.
That's right.
In the meantime, Matt, where can people find us?
You can find us on Facebook. We're Conspiracy Stuff. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Conspiracy Stuff. You can head on over to TestTube and check out all of our videos or YouTube. You can even, we're on iTunes too. If you're listening to this on iTunes, just click over to the video podcast tab and find us.
And that's the end of this classic episode. If you have any thoughts or questions about this episode, you can get into contact with us in a number of different ways. One of the best is to give us a call. Our number is 1-833-STDWYTK. If you don't want to do that, you can send us a good old-fashioned email. We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.